Let's begin by considering what the Kama Sutra is and what use it is to us today. The Kama Sutra is the oldest Hindu textbook of erotic love and one of the oldest books about erotic love in the world. The two words in its title, Kama means desire, love, pleasure, sex, and Sutra means a treatise, a strung together series of pages and series of ideas. It's cognate with the word suture in English. It's something that's sewn together. The Kama Sutra was composed in Sanskrit, the literary language of ancient India, sometime in the 3rd century AD. The context of the culture is urbane and cosmopolitan, with a real consciousness of all the possible regions of India, setting the stage for the Gupta Empire that would dominate North India from the 4th century to the 6th. Virtually nothing is known about the author, whose name is Vatsyayana Malanaga, usually called Vatsyayana, other than his name and what we learn from his text, this text. And all that he tells us is that he composed it in chastity and in the highest meditation, which, as we will see, is surely significant. But he does tell us something else important about his text, namely that it is a distillation of the works of a number of authors who preceded him, authors whose texts have not come down to us, in part because their text was superseded by his, which was so much better than anything before. Vatsyayana cites these authors often, sometimes in agreement, sometimes in disagreement, but always his own voice comes through as he acts as a kind of ringmaster over the many acts that he incorporates into his sexual circus. The Kama Sutra was therefore certainly not the first book of this kind in India, nor was it the last, because there are many other textbooks of eroticism that come after it, all of which cite the Kama Sutra as the foundational authority. And the Kama Sutra also made a very deep impact on Indian literature, both secular and religious. Its vocabulary and terms were diffused through later Sanskrit erotic poetry. The erotic science to which the Kama Sutrians are a discipline, and there are other sciences in ancient India, the two most important ones being the religious and social science, the science of Dharma or Dharma Shastra, and the science of political and economic power, astrology, architecture, how to train horses, how to train elephants, how to cook, and so forth. Now, most Americans and Europeans today think that the Kama Sutra is just about sexual positions, the erotic counterpart to the ascetic asanas of yoga. One website offers the Kama Sutra of Poo, posing stuffed animals in compromising positions, piglet on Poo, Poo mounting Eeyore, and so forth. Since there's no patented Kama Sutra trademark, the title is used for a wide array of products. In India, Kama Sutra is the name of a condom. In America, it's the name of a wristwatch that displays a different position every hour. The Red Envelope Company advertises a Kama Sutra pleasure box and Kama Sutra Weekender kit, collections of oils and creams packaged in containers decorated with quasi-Hindu paintings of embracing couples. In India today, people will often give a copy of the Kama Sutra as a wedding present to demonstrate their open-mindedness and sophistication, but most people will merely sneak a surreptitious look at it in somebody else's house. There's a story called Kama by the contemporary Indian novelist Vikram Chandra, which I think gives a good idea of the attitude to the Kama Sutra in India today. An adolescent girl makes this statement to her uncle. She says, "Sister Carmina didn't want to tell us it's the Kama Sutra, which she says isn't in the library. But Gisela's parents have a copy, which they think is hidden away."